And then I've been to New York with my husband years ago, of course. Washington, New York, and Atlantic City. We took a trip that summer.
Must have been pretty different than it is now.
Yeah, I wouldn't know New York if I was to go there now.
Where was your mother born?
Where was my mother born? In Jefferson County.
And where was your father born?
In Jefferson.
And did your mother get to go to school?
Yes.
Could she read and write?
Oh, yes.
And how about your father? Did he get to go?
No.
And could he read and write?
No.
Okay. Would you say that your mother just did reading and writing when she had to, or did she sort of like to do it?
Oh, she did it because she kept books for my father. He had run a big plantation, and she had to look after all the farm, the gin, the farms, and everything that we had out there.
So what you would say that your mother's job was two, she really had two jobs?
Yeah, she was a... She kept house and she looked after all, and a store on top of it. She
really?
Had to take care of a store, and my father owned 3,000 acres of land, and she had to look after all of that.
Okay.
Because he couldn't read and write.
I guess he was successful, though, anyway.
Oh, yes, very.
And what would you say your father's job was?
Health.
His job, what would...
Well, he looked after the farms. He rode a horse until they got automobiles, you know, and he looked after all the plantations. So, I guess you call him overseer on the farm. I guess that's what you'd call him.
Did you know anything about your mother's parents?
Nothing except about my mother's mother and father.
Yeah, could you tell me about them?
Well, he had to go to the Civil War, you know, of course.
Uh-huh.
And my mother's mother died when she was just 11 years old. And she died before my grandfather had to go to war.
So your grandfather went away, and who took care of your mother?
Just a colored woman. And she looked after all the children. She was the oldest one in the family. And she had to take care of her brothers and sisters with this colored woman's help. And she was there when Sherman passed through, put up everything they had and everything.
Did you ever hear any stories about it, about that time?
Oh, yeah. She used to tell us about Sherman marching through and about how they hid the silver and the jewelry of her mother's things under the house and dug a hole and put them in the ground, and Sherman got everything in the world they had. We never did get anything of it.
They got it anyway?
Yeah.
Huh. You couldn't, oh, well, how come they didn't just take it with them and run away when they came?
Run away? What were they going to run away for? Well, they're taking everything in sight. They didn't have, that was Sherman's army when it passed through here.
Why didn't your mother...
Where were they going to run?
There wasn't any place...
They lived out on the farm.
Did they take other stuff besides the jewelry?
Well, they burned every other stuff and made this colored woman cook a meal for them while they were there.
With your food?
With their food, uh-huh, yeah. Mama says she was so scared.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She used to tell us all about it.
It would be good if you could tell me a couple of stories like that she told you, because